This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's time for the Travis Thomas Show on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Here we go, another Saturday, another dollar on the Travis Thomas Experience. I was actually thinking about this on the drive-in of how I was just with you last Saturday. And remember, at that time, we were gearing up for snow. Check. Although I think tonight's going to be actually serious. Last weekend was nothing. They just hyped it all up and we got a little bit. But we were gearing up for snow and we were gearing up for the Super Bowl. And I remember taking a ton of calls on both. And, you know, it's funny with the Super Bowl, kudos to all of you. I want to give you all props because most of you picked the Eagles. And boy, did that game escalate quickly. Also, many of you who called were telling me, listen, the Chiefs, Patriots, dynasty stuff, it's premature to begin with. The Chiefs are on a nice run. Maybe if they three-peat, you can talk to us. But even then, it's still too soon to compare them to the Patriots dynasty. And they haven't three-peated yet. I have many callers. I picked the Eagles in the game officially, but I thought it would be a close game. Many of you called and said, listen, there's no foregone conclusion they're going to beat this Eagles team. So I wanted to come on and give you guys props for calling the Super Bowl because I haven't had a chance to talk to you since. So think about this. If you're a fan of New England sports, the Chiefs lose another Super Bowl, so they don't get that three-peat, which is something they wanted to hold above Patriots fans' heads. Mahomes was awful. Say what you want about Brady. He never went out like that. So now Mahomes has been blown out twice, one by Brady in the Super Bowl. So I think we can put that whole Chiefs-Patriots dynasty and the Mahomes-Brady stuff, we can put that to bed. Now, on the football side, the Patriots have Mike Vrabel. They have Drake May. They have a top five pick, ton of money, great coaching staff. The future's bright. The division doesn't look invincible. The Bills are not. The Dolphins are soft, and the Jets are constantly rebuilding in a mess. So things are looking up for the Patriots. Now, the Bruins are down this season, but they're still at least in a playoff hunt. And we know with hockey, I mean, hell, if they can get a wild card, anything can happen once you get into playoffs. Little puck luck here or there. You never know. The Celtics have a potential dynasty of their own, and they have a real shot to repeat as champs. I think most of us feel like they will. In baseball, I mean, the Yankees lost Juan Soto. They lost the World Series. And the Sox are so back, baby. Life is good around here, ain't it? That's where I want to start the show today. I mean, let's get it going right now. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on the gram and Twitter. Get at me. You can text me on the text line as well. 617-779-7937. I mean, listen, I celebrated just like you did with Alex Bregman. The longer this thing went on and on and on. Remember, we were hearing, well, it's Cora's guy. He wants to be in Boston. He loves Cora, but he wants a long-term deal, and the Red Sox aren't willing to give him that. And listen, I came right here, talked to you, and said I'm defending the Red Sox for not giving Bregman a long-term deal, 6 or 7 years. That's reportedly what he was seeking, remember? And I said, nah, I'm not with that. Older guy, a lot of miles. You know, he should be a short-term deal. Give him the cash that he wants. And that's exactly what happened. So, much like you, I was doing backflips because we all wanted the guy. But at the same time, I just didn't think the financials would work out. I thought he would be stubborn and stick to that long-term deal. So, kudos to the Sox for not only caving and signing some long-term deal that you would be stuck with, but they also just waited out the market. Smart. Think about the teams that were reportedly the finalists for Bregman. The Cubs, which, hey, listen, I get it. National League, who cares? But they're a big brand just like the Red Sox. If you can keep a star player away from another big brand, we know what they are in this sport. I mean, one team gets them all in the Dodgers. Keep them away from the Cubs. Keep them away from the Dodgers. Keep them away from the Yankees. I mean, at this point, you got to throw the Mets in there too, don't you? So you keep them away from another big brand. And then the one that could really have hurt you, two of them, rumors he could go back to Houston. Or the one that scared the bejeebies out of me is Bregman to the Tigers. Oh, my God, that was nightmare fuel. I remember going on Nesson, coming on here on WEEI and talking about the financials. Okay, look, I'm with the Sox. I defend the Sox. Don't sign them to a long-term deal. I get it. But then when I heard about the teams that were reportedly interested, okay, Cubs, not the end of the world, although I don't want Cubs fans telling me, you should have got Bregman. We got him. I didn't want to hear that. Astros, all right. That team, you know, they don't have quite the same bite. They're long in the tooth now. That's just what they need, another old guy coming back. Okay, not the end of the world. And then when I saw the Tigers, I was, oh, no. Because much like the Sox, the Tigers are a young team trying to get over the hump, trying to figure it out. Ton of young talent, great farm system, young guys who came up in their system, now starting to play better. And then, I mean, really, they were ahead of schedule. I mean, they kicked butt last season. So, made the playoffs. So, listen, I thought, oh, Bregman to them would have the same effect as he would here. Kudos to the Red Sox, waiting out the market. And then what do you know? I mean, it came out he could have made more money elsewhere, including the Tigers. He chose the Red Sox. He wanted to be with the Red Sox. He wanted to be back with Alex Cora. This is a win-win-win across the board. Bregman wins because he can help, nurture, lead, teach, guide, mentor a young team that's on the precipice, that's on the cusp of the playoffs. I believe he is someone that can get them over the hump. Alex Cora wins because he gets another one of his guys here in the clubhouse, a guy he's won with, a guy who knows how to win, a guy he's been there with before. In the trenches, in the foxhole. Now you get them. And you wanted this from the beginning. We the fans win. Because look around, folks. This team spent money this offseason. Since I've arrived here in this market, all I've heard is, oh, Travis, you just don't know, man. I mean, the Sox used to spend money. We used to do this, used to do that. It hasn't been like that for a long time. Hey, tip your cap. Tip your cap. We the fans win. So I am extremely excited about the Red Sox this season. Extremely, because it hasn't been this way since I've been here. Now I just need that playoff run from them. That's what I need. But with Bregman, from a pure baseball perspective, on the field, I mean, this is huge. This is a versatile guy who can be moved around. He's already said, I'm playing second, no problem. But I've heard people suggest, well, why not move him to third or even the shortstop? Or even the best thing about Bregman, he doesn't care. He's like, put me wherever you want. I can play it all, from hitting, defensively, leadership. I mean, he's just going to make this infield better and this lineup better, period. He is a perfect fit for this team. I mean, he can hit at Fenway. His numbers at Fenway are crazy. This dude, I love everything about this move. And this felt like the icing on the cake, but you had to have it. You know, it almost felt like the icing is, you know, my kids are obsessed with like these cooking shows, like Kids Baking Challenge and Chopped and all this nonsense. And because I watch that stuff constantly now and Nickelodeon, it's on my brain. But a lot of times in these cooking shows, the cake is just all right. It's okay. But then the icing slaps and the judges are like, oh, my God. I mean, this cake is, it's all of a sudden, instead of just average, it becomes subtle. They're like, the cake's subtle. It's really the icing that's the star of the show. And my whole time, I'm like, well, that means the cake sucks, right? But as I look at how this off season is gone, it feels like a lot of cake that needed the icing. And I think Bregman is the icing. But it's been one hell of an off season. Crochet, Bueller, Chapman, Sandoval, Giolito, Whitlock, Hendricks, those guys coming back after injuries. I mean, I've been really impressed with this offseason, and Alex Bregman was the one I had to have, the icing on the cake, to really bring it full circle. And I know Nolan Arenado was in, you know, trade rumors and all that when the Bregman stuff we thought was breaking down. I didn't really look, who's going to say Arenado, I don't want that. He's a future Hall of Famer, but I didn't think his bat was enough. Bregman is the best of both worlds. He just has to stay healthy. But couldn't we say that about everyone in the lineup? Hello, Trevor Story. Literally, everyone has to stay healthy. That's not a Red Sox issue. That's a sports issue. I don't even care what team we're going to talk about every team in the league tonight in every sport. It doesn't matter. I mean, if you're hurt, you're hurt. If you can stay healthy, you can maximize what you can do. I mean, I'm looking right now at the AL East. I'm going to tell you something. I hate to give them props. I still think the Yankees have the edge. You know, obviously losing Soto was big, but they became more defensive and better pitching now with Fried going there and all that. So my gut is the Yankees are not as exciting as their fans want. I don't think they're going to be hitting bombs out of Yankee Stadium. However, you know, they're going to be winning low-scoring pitching matchups, and they're still going to be really good. I think they'll be the cream de la creme of the division, but I don't see them getting back to the World Series. I don't think they win the AL. I'm going to put the Red Sox over the Orioles at this point. With Bregman here, as I said, the icing on the cake, no one can deny this team is more talented than they've been in the past few years, several years. This is a talented Red Sox team now. There is excitement here. Let me hear from you, 617-779-7937. So I'm putting the Red Sox over the O's in the division. Then I have the O's right after the Sox. They'll be competing for a wild card. They may even get it. You could have three playoff teams out of the division this year. We'll see. The only reason I dropped the Orioles down a bit, I think losing Corbin Burns to the Diamondbacks was a huge mistake. I still don't know why they didn't pony up and pay the guy. I understand. I think originally it was thought it would be a rental. They would go out and win the World Series, and then he would want to stay, and that didn't happen. But that's still a bad game plan that you didn't pivot. The guy pitched really well for you. It wasn't his fault. You should have brought him back, and they didn't. I was surprised. So I'm going to knock the O's there. I think they have a pitching issue all over again. The Rays, I have them in fourth. I mean, listen, they're always solid, but boring AF. honestly. Even when they're good, they're boring, and they're not great. I think, you know, last season they were around 500. Look, few games over 500. I could see that again. I think that team is about as stagnant and average as you're going to find. Never bad, never interesting. Just average. They are a C student. Trust me, I know what that looks like. And then in last place, I have the Blue Jays. I actually think, you know, it's time to start selling assets if you're them. I mean, look, I've lost so much money over the past, let's call it 2 to 3 years, betting on the Blue Jays. They really, the Orioles became what the Blue Jays should have been 3 years ago. Like, that team has accumulated so much young talent. So much young talent. And they have done nothing. They've squandered it all. You know, I don't know what's going on. They were in last place in the division last season. I think it's going to happen again this season. And, you know, at this point, it's got to be a crossroads for the Blue Jays. They got to get rid of all that young talent. Just start the rebuild. And hopefully, you know, keep our fingers crossed, the Sox can get involved with a little Vlad Jr. action. I would love that. Stay tuned for that, right? But again, you know, this Bregman move, I'm going to go Red Sox here as a solid wild card team, right behind the Yankees in the division. And again, the biggest thing, you know, you hurt the Tigers. You hurt the Detroit Tigers, who were right there last season as well, a playoff team. You know, they play in a really tough division with the Guardians and the Royals, and we know both of those teams will be right there again. So likely you're looking at a Tigers team that should be right in that wild card race again. So if you're dealing with the O's, think about this. They lose Corbin Burns. The Tigers didn't gain Bregman. The Red Sox did. I mean, I think those are the teams you're fighting with right there, and probably the Royals again, right? So, you know, big win here for the Sox. This has been a tremendous offseason. Tremendous. All right, we've got a packed show for you. We'll talk Bruins and Four Nations hockey at 4. So if you're a puck head, stay with me. Next hour, we'll talk some hockey. At 4:30, I'll tell you about my biggest targets for the Patriots this offseason. And in the last hour of the show at 5, we'll talk Celtics. We'll talk All-Star Weekend. All that stuff's going on this weekend, so we'll break that down as well. In the meantime, in between time, though, I need to hear from you. Call me. I want to talk Sox for the next hour here. My question for you is simple. After this offseason, do you believe the Sox will make the playoffs this season? We're right here at spring training. Let's reset. Let's bring it to the table. Let's put all the chips on the table here. Before this regular season begins, do you believe the Sox will make the postseason? 617-779-7937. Are you satisfied? Are you happy with the offseason that this team has had? Do you believe it'll make a difference? Do you believe this team will finally break through in the wild card? 617-779-7937. Are you excited for Alex Bregman? You can also hit me up, Travis Thomas Experience, on the gram and Twitter as well, 617-779-7937. We're talking Sox. Do you believe that they will make the playoffs this season? Call me. Get in here. Let's play ball. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's what's trending.
The Christian Arcand Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Boston Red Sox have officially agreed to a 3-year, $120 million contract with All-Star infielder Alex Bregman. The deal includes opt-outs after each year, and Bregman will reportedly be playing second base with the Sox. The NHL Four Nations faceoff rolls on today. Elias Lindholm and Team Sweden are in action right now against Team Finland. The score is currently tied at 3 goals apiece. Brad Marchand and Team Canada face off against Charlie McAvoy, Jeremy Swayman, and Team USA tonight at 8 p.m. All-Stars Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are preparing with Team Shaq in the NBA All-Star Tournament tonight. Brown and Tatum semifinal game tips off at 9:10 p.m. The Boston College hockey team heads up to Amherst to face the UMass Minutemen at 6:45 p.m. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. UMass won last night's matchup 3-2. Stay tuned later in the day for Westwood One's coverage of NCAA men's basketball right here on WEEI. Number 15-ranked Kentucky heads down to Austin to play Texas at 8 o'clock p.m. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
We choose you here on the Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You can also get at me, Travis Thomas Experience, on Twitter and IG. My question before going to break was, after this offseason, do you believe that the Red Sox will make the playoffs? I started the show. I mean, listen, I've been happy with this offseason. I thought that Alex Bregman would be the icing on the cake. Because of that, I was a little bit pessimistic that a deal would get done. I thought he would find some team to give him a long-term deal. My worst nightmare is that it would be one of the teams in the wild card hunt, like a Detroit Tiger, which he was rumored. The Tigers were rumored to be interested. And it was also reported that they actually offered him a six-year deal. And he still chose the 3 years, 120 here with the Sox. And in a lot of ways, I think like you do, I think that was because of the love and admiration he has for Alex Cora. Everyone says he wanted to be a Red Sox player from the beginning. And I'm sure he recognized, much like the Tigers, this is a young team, just needs a veteran to help, who knows how to win, to help get him over the hump. He brings that here. And also, the way this contract is structured with all these opt-outs, I mean, the young man is betting on himself here that, look, I'll come in for a year, help get you to a postseason, play well, and then maybe I can parlay that into a long-term deal either here or somewhere else. So, I think it's a win-win across the board, and that's rare to see in sports where the team wins, the manager wins, the player wins, and the fans win. This Bregman move really brought it all together for a Red Sox offseason where you didn't land Juan Soto, right? Because all of us were ready to throw a parade if this team had signed Soto. They didn't, but we saw, okay, they're going to be spending some money here. They're willing to be aggressive. They made some moves, not a ton, where we felt like, okay, they're reallocating the Juan Soto funds to other things, but they did fill out the roster nicely. And then I think Bregman was a crowning achievement of the offseason, and I love the timing, too. I love that it gets done now. Get him acclimated. He's saying all the right things. I'll play wherever. I don't care. Second base, third base, shortstop. You want me to make Fenway Franks? It doesn't matter. Wherever you need me. I mean, this is awesome. And, you know, I'm excited for this Red Sox season. I really am. I think they're going to be a wild card team. Do you? Do you like this offseason? Do you think it's enough to get the Sox over the hump? 617-779-7937. Let's go to my man Wally on line one. Wally, do you think this will be a playoff team? Do you love the news of Alex Bregman?
I was all excited, Travis. This is like a kid getting extra toys at Christmas. I mean, we heard a lot of rumors out there with Nolan Arenado might be coming here in a trade. We heard Bogey might be coming back with his 15-year contract. But this is, like you said, it's the finishing touches. The only thing we have to hope for, we stay healthy. But we're definitely going to be at least 10, 12 games, maybe more, better than last year. I mean, we've had four lousy years. You know, we've had no hope. Now we got hope. Bregman's going to love Fenway Park. He's always hit good there. He's a spot plug. He's a team leader. He's a dynamo. So it all worked out well in the off season. But we're going to have to wait and see too at the deadline. I'm sure Breslow, if they need something, he's going to go out and get it. There's no more squeezing pennies anymore. They know they got a good team. They might have to add just a little, but they're definitely getting a wild card hunt. In fact, I think they're the favorite to win the first wild card.
Yeah, listen, I'm looking at the standings now from last season's wild card, and I'll tell you what stands out to me is just how damn good the AL is. And to be honest with you, the NL, too, in terms of these wild cards. I mean, oh, my God. So, obviously, there's three wild card spots, right? Let me tell you the NL first, because this is, like, blowing my mind. So, what I did is, during Wally's call, I looked back here at, okay, who are some of the fringe teams? Because that's what Wally's talking about. You know, obviously, we know the Sox were a fringe wild card team for the last 2-3 years now, and they came up short. But what he's saying is, oh, well, I actually think they're going to be the first wild card team. So I went back to last season. The NL is silly. The Padres, remember they got hot at the end of the year. I remember that. Here it is. So I was right. They went 7-3. So did the Braves. Both the Padres and the Braves got hot at the end of the year, okay, and got in a wild card. Do you know the Padres won? Obviously, they're dealing with the Dodgers, so we understand that. They won 93 games. They won 93 games. The Braves won 89 games. The Mets won 89 games. Those were your wild card teams in the NL. Here were your fringe teams. The Diamondbacks just missed out. They had 89 wins, so they had the same record as the Mets and missed it. The Cardinals, so this is a little more Red Soxville. The Cardinals were 83-79, so were the Cubs. Both missed. The Giants, couple games under 500, missed, obviously. All right, in the AL, here were your wild card teams in terms of wins. Orioles, 91. Again, you know, you're dealing with the Yankees. So that's a very realistic, you know, if you want to be the top wild card team in the AL, like Wally suggested, you're going to need 90 wins to get it. The Royals had 86, and the Tigers had 86. The Mariners, who just missed, that's another team I've lost a ton of money betting on, like a moron. The Mariners had 85 wins, and they were a game back. And then Twins and Red Sox right there at 500, basically. Man, baseball is competitive. Like, it is crazy. For all the people that say, the season's too long, shut your pie hole. Because, I mean, this stuff comes down to the last regular season game. I mean, these margins for error are non-existent. How's that sound? So, you know, this offseason was huge. You know, now you just need the baseball gods to keep you healthy. I do believe this team will be a wild card team to you. 617-779-7937. Are you happy with the offseason? Do you think it's been enough to get this Sox team over the hump? Let's go to Steve on line one. What's up, Steve? Do you think this team's going to be a playoff team?
Oh, 100%, without a doubt. We definitely improved our team this offseason in pitching, as well as offensively and defense. My question is, I think Bregman would be better. I think the lineup's defense would be better with Bregman at third. But do you think that Cora's loyalty to Rafi is going to keep Rafi at third and put Bregman at second? Or do you think Cora will let Rafi DH for $130 million?
I think it's a great question, Steve, and I don't think it has anything to do with Cora's loyalty. What I think is going to happen, and this is why I alluded to this a little bit in the opening rant of the show. This is why Bregman's a perfect fit for this team. You know, sometimes we think about the talent and we fall in love with talent. We get enamored with it, but it's all about fit. I'll tell you a quick story before I answer your question with my own life. It just happened in my career, and I realize how important fit is now. So, my whole career, trying to become a broadcaster, I've always been told I'm very talented, right? And so I bounced around different places trying to just out-talent whoever I need to out-talent. And what happened is later in my career, post-COVID world, when I left the market I was in, where I grew up, my agent brought up Ness into me. And, you know, obviously just the sort of brevity I had for Nesson, the admiration I had of Nesson, I went and did the audition, then I got the job. Well, I was brought here originally to do something different than what I'm doing there now. But I bring this up because this is why fit is so important. When things changed at Nesson, I was in a position where they knew this guy's versatile, he's talented enough, but also mentally, he's going to be able to handle whatever direction we go in. He plays well with others, so to speak. I get along well. Boom, here I am. And I've had more success now with the new direction of what the network is doing. That's the fit that matters in all industries, on all teams. Bregman is perfect for what you just laid out. I don't think it has anything to do with Cora's loyalty. Bregman's going to start out at second base because that's the plan, okay? If he needs to move to third, which was your question, and move Raffy to DH, Bregman's not going to have an issue. I've seen a ton of people in my inbox, on Twitter, on the text line, saying, move him to short. Why does Story have to play short? Listen, I don't think that's out of the question. I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't think it's out of the question. If he needs to play short, he'll do it. That's why I say the fit of Alex Bregman is perfect. I think it's the reverse, buddy. I don't think it's Cora's loyalty to this guy or that guy. I think Bregman's loyalty to Cora and knowing what he gets from him and Bregman's talent to be able to do whatever on the infield. This isn't some young kid. I mean, this isn't some prospect. This is a champion. I mean, this guy knows what it takes. This is a leader. Where do you need me? He's old school. You know, we always like lament these new age players, right? We just talked about it last week on this show about the NIL and transfer portal and these kids, when times get tough, they just leave. And hey, man, Bregman, it's what we love. That's old school. He's old school. He's coming here and he's like, what do you need me to do? How can I help us? And I mean, so my answer to you, he may end up at third. He may end up at short. My guess is he's going to be at second base. But I'm also assuming everyone stays healthy all year. And we know that's likely not going to happen, don't we? So we'll see. By the way, Bregman himself could get banged up. We've seen that. That's not beyond the, you know, that's not like some make-believe stuff. So that's why I think the fit is perfect. He is so versatile. He is so versatile. You can move him wherever you need to move him. And it's an upgrade in every way, including your clubhouse. So, you know, again, the icing on the cake. 617-779-7937. Do you believe the Sox have done enough and will make the playoffs now with this offseason that they've had? Are you excited for spring training? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and Instagram as well. I mean, for my money, just sitting here talking to you guys off the top of my head in terms of off seasons, I mean, the Red Sox are right up there. We all know and we all remember the Juan Soto saga, so you had to give the Mets some credit for getting Soto. But, you know, the Mets are going to Met, right? Like, it always kind of feels like the Jets a little with them. But you got to give them props. Off top of my head, that was monstrous. Good for them. I brought this guy up earlier. I thought the Diamondbacks adding Corbin Burnes from Baltimore was huge. So, I mean, think about that. Burnes, Merrill Kelly, Jordan Montgomery, Eduardo Rodriguez. I mean, that is, man. That's a rotation. That's a real, I like what the Diamondbacks are doing there. So Mets with Soto, Diamondbacks with Burnes. I mean, obviously, look, I hate the Yankees as much as you do, but Max Fried, man, I really wanted him in a Red Sox uniform. That guy, him and Garrett Cole as a 1-2 punch, yikes. Yikes. Their offense, it's just a bunch of standing around and hoping that Aaron Judge hits moon rockets, which he'll do during the regular season. But then we see what happens to him in the playoffs, don't we? So, but, you know, I'd have to Mets with Soto, Diamondbacks, I like Burnes, Yankees with Fried, I'd have to put up there. I thought the Phillies quietly had a really good offseason. They added a lot to that bullpen. The Dodgers are the Dodgers. I couldn't believe they got Blake Snell. Almost fell out of my chair when that happened. That's another guy I wanted the Sox to overpay for. But, you know, look, those are huge names, right? Snell with the Dodgers, Fried with the Yankees, Soto with the Mets. Like, totality, cumulative, collectively, I mean, the Sox had a kick-ass offseason. Crochet, Bueller, you know, it's really health at this point. You know who I think's an X-factor and I need to see? Just give me a full season, please. He only played 26 games last year. Trevor Story. I got to have it. This is like the most, you know, make or break season for him, isn't it? Like, I just got to have it. Trevor Story, if you could stay healthy for me. I think this team's going to be special. I really do. Do you? 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Do you believe the Sox have done enough this offseason to be a playoff team? Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG as well. Get at me. We're talking Sox baseball here. Still to come, more of your phone calls on this. Plus, Shukri Wrights from the Hub of Champions podcast joins us at 4. We'll talk Bruins. We'll talk Four Nations hockey. I'm looking at Finland and Sweden right now, tied at 3 apiece. 2 minutes left in the third period. This stuff has been exciting. This is better than any, like, hockey all-star game or something I can think of. This has been fantastic. I was actually supposed to go down. They had, like, some Four Nations hockey, like, family fest today. And I was going to take my kids to it. But typical dad fashion, I'm sure all the dads will understand this. When I got up this morning, I went to ask the wife, so listen, you know, I was going to take the kids. Before I could even tell her what I was doing, I'm going to take the kids out this morning. She was like, we have a play date. A what? What? It's like, yeah, we have a play date. Okay, well, so much for that. I was going to go down and check out the Four Nations stuff down in the city. If anyone did that, call me. I want to hear about it. 617-779-7937. I saw it was like a lot of hockey a lot of, like, hockey festivities and cool stuff to do. I didn't make it, but I have been watching the Four Nations, and it's really cool. And so I'm going to have Shukri Wrights on and break it down for us. And we'll talk Bruins with him as well. I'll ask him about the Red Sox offseason as well as you. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on Twitter and IG. I could take this call before we go to break. Yeah, let's go to Billy. Billy just called me. Billy, I was about to go to break. You called me. I wanted to give you priority here, my friend. You think this team's a playoff team or what?
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I really do. I'm excited. I'm fired up. I heard you talking about it. I was like, I got to call you right away, and here you are. You're getting me right on. Yeah, I think Bregman needs to play shortstop. I think we got to put him to short. Put Rafaela in center. Put Duran in left. Put Abreu in right. I mean, that's just going to be electric right there. And then you have so much to work with, right? Massa's going to DH. We're going to keep Devers at third. Devers can go to DH when Massa wants some time off, right? There is so much flexibility. And the best teams, they have that flexibility. And the Red Sox, that's going to be us this year. We're going to be confident going in. We're going to have some fun, make some noise. I love it. I'd love to have this Red Sox talk.
Yeah, Billy. Billy's got me fired up, baby. Woo! I love that. How about that? I'm ready for baseball season right now. Do you feel the same way as Billy or what? Get in here. Do you love the Sox or not? 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
Yes, Lord. Travis Thomas Experience coming at you, taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. We are celebrating. I think the Sox are so back. Woo! I'm fired up for spring training, fired up about the offseason. I asked a question, do you believe that this team will make the postseason now after this offseason they just had? And the calls were rolling in. The messages are rolling in. We took calls before the break. Here's some text line messages I haven't read yet. 617-779-7937. Someone said last year the Sox were 11 games above 500 and comfortably sitting at a wild card spot at the All-Star break. This was before the additions now of Crochet, Buehler, and the return of Story and Giolito. Someone else wrote, Story and Giolito ultimately played zero games for the Sox last year. Imagine if we picked both of these guys up in the offseason, because that's essentially what's happened. Yeah, I mean, listen, you got a lot of guys coming back from injury, right? I mean, you're still waiting on a lot of these guys to make sure, like Hendricks. You got a lot of guys coming back from injury. So I think, you know, obviously with every team in this league, being healthy is going to be the key. But I love what the Sox have done this offseason. Before we went to break, I laid out, you know, the teams I was really impressed with this offseason. The Dodgers always, adding Blake Snell. I mean, that's just unfair at this point. The Phillies added to their bullpen, which was their biggest weakness. Yankees added Max Fried. Mets with Soto. We all remember that drama. Diamondbacks picking up Corbin Burns, quiet as kept. I thought was absolutely filthy as well for that rotation. And then, you know, obviously Bregman's a big name of his own. So, you know, the Sox got right in there and got involved, and good for them. You know, my prediction for this team, I told you, I think they will make the wild card, but I think you got to be a little bit closer to 90 wins to get in. Finland just beat Sweden in overtime, and the Swedes are not happy about it. I see a lot of tears going on. So Finland beat Sweden in the overtime for the Four Nations. And then we get USA-Canada tonight. Coming up in 6 minutes, we'll have Shukri Wright, and we'll ask him all about it. As far as previewing tonight's USA game. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, I think you're going to have to get a little bit closer to 90 wins. So I'm going to go, I'll go 87 wins for the Sox this season. So what would that be? 87 and 75? Is that right? My math check out? 87, 75 for the Sox. You think that's good enough to get a wild card? I do. By the way, because it always comes back to gambling for me, I'm looking at World Series odds right now, right? And, of course, you guys know the Dodgers are the favorite, followed by the Yankees, Braves, Phillies, Mets, O's, and Astros. You can just go ahead and cancel Mets, O's, and Astros. I just don't see it. The Astros are older than dirt. The Orioles are regressing. And the Mets never win anything. So I'll respect Dodgers, Yankees, Braves, and Phillies. And then, if you're wondering, because this is why I looked this up, the Red Sox are 25-1 to win the World Series. Now, that is disrespectful. Let's establish that. Slash, comma, I mean, listen, if we're saying they're a wild card team, so you're telling me there's a chance. I don't think I would bet them to win the World Series, because you got to deal with the Dodgers, or, you know, at worst. Best case, if you got a real shot, you're dealing with the Braves or the Phillies. But they're, you know, they're going to have to knock off the Dodgers. And if one of those teams can do that, they're not to be trifled with. So here's a bet I would make, I think. This is also disrespectful. So we all agree that the Sox are a wild card team, yes? Can I get an amen for the show? Okay. So I looked up, how much is it, what are the odds for the Red Sox to win the American League? Because if you're a wild card team, and we know the Yankees' bats, when's the last time we said this? The Yankees' bats can't be counted on. Their pitching's great. They got a nice 1-2 punch with Fried and Cole, but you can't trust the bats, can you? I mean, who scares you in the AL? Royals? A little young, aren't they? I mean, losing Soto is a pretty big loss, right, for the Yankees, right, in that lineup? That's one hell of a bat. Who scares you in the AL? Really think about that. The Guardians? Not really. Astros? No. Mariners? Hell no. Rangers, they had their moment. The Red Sox to win the American League, 14-1. You're welcome. That is a bet I'm willing to make. I also got this on the text line. I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but you had me last week on the snow with the kids going to school. I love your sense of humor and your candor. You're an awesome addition to the station. Welcome. Well, thank you. I've actually been here now a number of years, but I bounce around on weekends here on WEEI. So if you just caught me last week, I appreciate that. The best thing to do is just follow me on social media. I'm at Travis Thomas Experience. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. I host a bunch of shows for NESN on the TV side as well. So check me out. I'm going into year 4 actually here in Boston, and I'm loving it. So, hopefully I'm here forever and ever. Amen. 617-779-7937. If you want to talk socks with me, I'll take calls on this all show. After this offseason, do you believe the Sox will make the playoffs? Hit me up, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on the gram and Twitter as well. Coming up, Shukri Wrights from the Hub of Champions podcast will join us. We'll talk Bruins with him, Four Nations Hockey with him, and Red Sox. As long as you're with us, 617-779-7937. Let's do it. Let's party. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.